17 seconds and counting. Guidance internal. 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9. We have ignition sequence start. Engines on. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept, one we are willing to postpone, and one we intend to win.
Okay, engine stop. ATA at a descent. Flight control mode auto, descent engine command override off. Engine arm on. 413 is in.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Houston, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
My guest on Cosmic Perspective Radio today is Pranvera Hisseini, founder and director of Astronomy Outreach of Kosovo, which happens to be the largest public outreach organization in the country. Pranvera is with us today to tell us about her amazing story of how she became interested in astronomy and her passion for bringing astronomy to the public. Welcome, Pranvera, and thanks for being with us today on Cosmic Perspective Radio.
Hi, Andy. Thank you very much for inviting me. It's really a great honor to be in the show with you guys, and I will be so glad to share my story with you tonight. Thanks a lot for inviting us. I am Pranvera Hisseini from the Republic of Kosovo in southeast of Europe, and I'm actually 22 years old, and I'm a student at the University of Pristina. I major in geography. Even though my interest is in astronomy and astrophysics, but fortunately I couldn't do that in my country because we don't have these two directions to study yet, but I choose geography, and at the same time, during my free time, I do astronomy, basically. So I founded the Astronomy Outreach Program about 2 years ago, which is the largest nonprofit organization in Kosovo now running. And we are trying to popularize the science of astronomy all over the country to let people know more about science and to give them the opportunity to observe through the telescopes and equipment we have.
Kosovo is a very young country, and there have been some very difficult times for people in Kosovo in recent years. Would you please tell our listeners a little bit about the history of Kosovo?
In the Republic of Kosovo, we are surrounded with Albania, with Macedonia, Montenegro, and Serbia, and actually Kosovo is the youngest country in Europe. We got our independence in 2008, and we are trying to rebuild, actually, because we had the war in the late 90s, because Kosovo has been before part of the former Yugoslavia, and as being under the communist power, it was really not so easy for people in Kosovo, because when Kosovo before was just, you know, part with Albania as one country because we are Albanian, but unfortunately the politics has separated them into countries, even though now we are the same nations, we speak the same language. But before, being under the Yugoslavia, it was not very good because the people in Kosovo didn't have the freedom to do whatever they want. So it was difficult for them, especially in getting educated, because Albanian schools and Albanian books were not allowed in Kosovo. So that means if you really wanted to get your kids educated, either you had to learn Serbian or just to stay home and be, you know, not to know how to write or read and stuff like that. So actually, some of the people in Kosovo, they tried to they tried to teach students secretly in hidden places, in private houses, and group of students and teachers. Because imagine if somebody would catch you having an Albanian book or teaching Albanian, the kids, you would go straight to jail. So what they did, they were trying to do this, hiding in forests sometimes and stuff like that. So one of these people who did this, trying to educate the students of Kosovo in Albanian and not to let this language disappear, was my dad. He works as a teacher for over than 40 years. And he spent 10 years of his life teaching kids and educating just to not let the education fail in our country and not to let everything behind, even without getting paid for 10 years, which has been, of course, really difficult for family and for him. But anyway, now, today, that is my biggest inspiration because that's what I do today. I like to educate. So in the late 90s, people in Kosovo got fed up with everything because they wanted to have the freedom. So because of this, the war has started between Kosovo and the Serbia. So we have been in conflict about 2 years, and it has been a terrible war with a lot of genocide. And I want to thank very much United States and NATO for helping us because I'm alive today. We survived, me and my family, because NATO and United States help us. After the wartime, people were really shocked. Actually, it was the end of the war. In some places, the war still didn't end at all. It was very in shock and in panic, everything, because people were trying to put their things in order, to build their houses, which were they burned during the war, to find the missing ones that were dead. And at the same time, it was 1999, 11th of August, something else happened in the sky. A spectacular solar eclipse was going on back then, and it was visible from Kosovo pretty much. And you know what? People were really doing panic. People were not so much informed about these celestial phenomena. They thought that it's going to be the end of the world or something like that because they didn't really have a clue what's going on. But not everybody did that. My grandfather, he actually knew what's going on, and he took me and my family out there in the backyard. I was only 4 years old back then, and he was trying to show us the eclipse through a bucket filled with water so we could see the reflection and we could view the eclipse in a safe way. But actually, it was pretty interesting. He was just telling us very simple, like the moon is going in front of the sun and it doesn't let the light come through. And I was like, oh my God, it's really like got my attention and I wanted to know more about it. And I was just 4 years old. I remember then, like I was growing up, I remember how my sisters were trying to teach me the planets of the solar system. And I wasn't very good at that. Actually, I was so young, and Pluto was a planet back then. So this was very, very interesting because every day I was learning more about planets growing up. And I remember I still was not in the school, and I heard of the NASA that time. Like, NASA did this and discovered that. I was thinking that NASA is a man that does discoveries. I didn't know that NASA was a group of people that does just incredible work. So then I was like going into school, but I couldn't learn much about astronomy because we don't have much literature about astronomy in Albanian. So the only way I could learn more was to look in the internet, do research, or have any other book in any other language. So this was the reason why I learned English and wanted to read and to learn more about astronomy, even though my English is not so good, but at least I can understand and I can speak a little bit. So I wanted to learn more, to look through, to look closer, but you can't really do much just by the naked eye. And I didn't have a telescope back then. I dreamed to have a telescope. But unfortunately, you won't find a telescope to buy in Kosovo.
You are listening to Cosmic Perspective Radio with today's guest, astronomy enthusiast and founder of Astronomy Outreach of Kosovo, Prenvera Heseni. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll discuss how Prenvera was able to get her first telescope and bring her passion for astronomy to the public. This is Cosmic Perspective Radio. I'm your host, Andy Pineros. We're back to continue our discussion with astronomy public outreach enthusiast, Prenvera Heseni. I understand that your dream for owning your own telescope came true when you became involved with social media.
Yeah, in 2010, 2011, I founded a Facebook account, and I was trying to reach with people who has the same passion as I. I wanted to connect with them, to learn more from them. So on Facebook, I met an astronomer whose name is Dragan Radmilovic from a neighborhood country. And after I spoke to him just for a few days, he saw my passion I had about sky and astronomy. So he wanted to gift me something that I was dreaming for so long. He gifted me a 3-inch reflector telescope. And I think it has been the greatest gift in my life. Because with that telescope, I started having the first steps on astronomy and observing. I did observe for the first time the moon. I could see the moon closer. I could recognize the craters. I could see the Jupiter and its moons, the Jupiter bands. I could see the Saturn ring and many other things that I have never, ever seen before. And it was a big change in my life. So I was getting this telescope and introducing that to my family, to my neighborhood, and every time somebody looked through that, they were always amazed. But then it was time to start the high school. And when I went to do the high school, I wanted to do the gymnasium, so to become a scientist in the future. But we have two directions in the gymnasiums in Kosovo. We have the one to study the social sciences and the other one to do the natural sciences so you can be a scientist. But when I went there, the natural sciences program was full of students, so there was no more space for me. Fortunately, I had to start doing social sciences, which was not really my interest. After I did 3 years of social sciences, I had just one more year left of doing high school. And in the third year of studies in natural program, they do astronomy. So when I was in my high school, even though I wasn't doing social sciences, I was still getting my telescope with me. I was trying to introduce that to my class, to the teacher of geography, because we didn't have physics, no chemistry, no biology, no math. Just geography, which was like not so much once a week. But at least I was still trying to do astronomy in my school. So the teacher from the other program, from natural sciences, she heard about me. And she was thinking, who's that girl from the other program doing astronomy? And she's not supposed to. So what she did, she decided to convert me to the natural sciences program in the last year, which would have been a risk to fail the final exam of the high school. But I didn't really care, you know. When you love something, you don't mind much about that because my dream was bigger than that. My dream was to be an astronomer, to fly in space or to walk in another planet. So I did that. And it was so successfully. So after being in that program for a year, I went everywhere. I went to science fairs. I went to different parties and stuff with my telescope to introduce that to other people. I was also going in the other schools. I was going in other elementary school. I had just a smaller solar filter. We could observe sometimes the sunspots. And during the nighttime, of course, the night sky, which was just amazing, and everybody liked it. And then after this, it was the time for me to see what to study. it was time to choose what I really wanted to expertise. So, unfortunately, as I mentioned before, in Kosovo, we don't have any astronomy or astrophysics or planetary sciences program. This is not very good because I didn't have the opportunity to continue in this subject. So I couldn't be at all an astronomer or learn more about this, what I wanted. All I learned was like by internet, by other people, like an autodidact somehow. I learned, you know, by myself about astronomy and science. So we had just geography, and I chose to do that because it was a little bit closer to astronomy. Basically, in the first semester, we learned about cosmography, which is very basic astronomy. So I went to do geography, and even there, I was getting my telescope, and the teacher there who was teaching us cosmography, he was fascinated. When I got my telescope there for the first time, he said, "Wow, it's my very first time to see a telescope in real, in person," which, you know, was really, you know, too bad. But anyway, it was doing something really good. I mean, amazing everybody, because not everybody has a telescope in Kosovo. And during the time when I was doing my studies, I met more people on Facebook, internet, online, which decided to get me more equipment because they saw how much I like doing science, how much I like to do outreach. So they wanted to get me some more go-to mounts and solar telescopes and other telescopes and planetary cameras and books and solar glasses and all stuff like that that I could use to share it with people and observe and popularize the science and astronomy. But after I got all this stuff, I said, well, I am just by myself, so why not to found something like a group so I can find probably other people with the same passion so we can join as one and work together. So in 2015, January 10, I founded the Astronomy Outreach of Kosovo program, which now became the largest nonprofit astronomy group in the whole country. I would never believe that. So 2 months after I founded that, I still was by myself, but I had all this amount of equipment. And 2 months later, it was going to be a partial solar eclipse visible from Europe and Kosovo, of course. And I said, well, I got all these equipment, then why not to go out there and view the eclipse with people and share solar glasses for free to the people so they can view the eclipse? I can tell them more about what's going on. Actually, it was something that I wanted to do, and I did that. So you must have seen how amazing it was. 1,000 people showed up in that event. It was so, so incredible because I only had 3 solar telescopes there, small ones. And we got people from all over Kosovo. We got people from government, from ministry, from universities. We got also people from the neighborhood country that heard about this event through TV and medias, which was just amazing. And this time, they were really not panicking because, you know, we had the microphones there. I was informing them what's going on, how much it's going to last, what you can see. And it was spectacular. And of course, at the same time, it was quite difficult to manage all this amount of people by myself. It was just my family there, my mom, my dad, my brother trying to help me with the staff, with the display and with the microphones and everything. It was really a big event, but not so many organizers. So since then, since that event, which was very historic, I met also some students and some people who had the same passion as I. So we started to work together and be, you know, a team. The AOK was growing up, and now we are about 100 members. Can you believe that? Just it was like for 2.5 years, we have grown up so fast and became so popular and have done a lot. So what we do now is we do outreach events of both night and solar astronomy every week. We have a lot of invitations from schools, from universities, from people, private colleges and all that stuff, that they want us to go there, set up our equipment and observe whatever, you know, the sun or the moon and the planets or even the deep sky if we have darker skies. So I just really want to thank all these people who donated us all this equipment, because I am so sure if we didn't have all this equipment, we would not be able to do all this work and go in all these schools and show the people the wonders of the universe. So I really want to thank everybody from United States and from Austria, from Germany and Australia for supplying us with equipment. And so what we want to tell people and what we want to make sure that they know is that astronomy is for everybody. Astronomy, it's not for NASA. It's not just for people who likes it. Astronomy belongs to everybody, no matter what age you are, how old you are, or what profession do you have, what religion do you belong at. Astronomy is a very common thing, because we are all human beings, part of this planet, part of this world and the universe. So I think all of us should really know, why are we here and where did we came from and where are we going? What is our mission here? So that's very important for everybody to know.
You are listening to Cosmic Perspective Radio with today's guest, astronomy enthusiast and founder of Astronomy Outreach of Kosovo, Prenvera Hesani.
So we have been invited to travel to the United States, and I'm here right now in the United States. And it has been the greatest thing that we have really done. I have been invited to be the keynote speaker at the Texas Star Party in Fort Davis, which was just, you know, such a great feeling to be among all these astronomers and large telescopes. And then we also were invited to Arizona to speak at the Space Fest, which was, I think, one of the highlights of the trip we are doing, because down there we met with people from NASA. We met with scientists, with astronomers, engineers, with pilots, and we also met astronauts. We met with 26 astronauts, including the ones from Apollo missions who walked on the moon, and other missions, Soyuz, Skylab, from Space Shuttle. Oh, my gosh. I mean, you could just go around and talk to these people. We grew up reading about them, and it was our very, very first time to meet with these people, and it was the best thing ever. And now I'm planning to fly to Florida at Kennedy Space Center to visit all the rockets and all these space missions, spacecraft. And then we will go to Missouri to observe the solar eclipse. Yes. So we will try to catch the totality. And I promised my people in Kosovo that we will bring them live views on Facebook or YouTube so they can view it online, because they won't be able to see the eclipse from Kosovo. At least they can see it from the camera that we will be connecting with a telescope. And then we will go back home on 18th of September. So imagine this trip has gone from 1 week in Texas to extended to 4 months, which was really not planned, but all these people heard about us coming to the United States. Everybody wanted to show us more things, so they invited us. So I really want to thank very much Robert Rivas in Texas, Joe Bergeron in Arizona, Fred Schumacher in California, Tracy here in Rhode Island, and everybody else that has contributed and made our trip possible here.
Now that you've been to the U.S. and had these experiences, is there any experience you've had here that you could bring back
sure.
to Kosovo?
So So while I'm here in the United States, I have experienced a lot and I have learned a lot. And every day where I'm visiting other places and meeting new people, I am actually gaining a lot of knowledge. And I am just understanding how much less I know about astronomy and how much less I knew about telescopes when I'm visiting these large telescopes. Because in Kosovo, the largest telescope we have is an 8-inch Newtonian that we work in the whole country with that. So being in a place like this, it's like a dream for me because I went in a lot of places, observed a lot, and people were trying to teach me how to use other telescopes. They teach me tricks. They teach me about astrophotography. They teach me about solar astronomy, and they gave me meteorites. They also donated me a telescope, an 8-inch Metcalfe-Green, which I don't know how I'm going to get that back home with me. But anyway, all this experience and knowledge I'm gaining here, I'm so sure that I'm going to get it back with me and share it with my people in my country.
Pranvera, you certainly have a lot of accomplishments at a very young age. What advice would you give to young people growing up?
Before, when I have done astronomy with a very little 3-inch reflector telescope, if somebody would tell me that time that I would be here today in the United States at this young age doing all this stuff and making a change with all our world great successful team, I would have never believed that. But now I do, because the reason I am here, it's not that I have a very special talent. The reason I'm here attending all these scientific conventions is just to prove to everybody, to every kid, that if you really love something, not to give up. Because if you really keep working, I guarantee you that you will reach that dream no matter what is it. I also dreamed by myself when I was at that age to be here, and I am today here, because we worked together, and it was very good. And it doesn't matter how poor you are, or where are you from, or what race do you have, it doesn't really matter. If you just work and you keep dreaming, you will do whatever you want. And so on, I just want to prove also to these kids in Kosovo not to grow up and say that we come from a small country, that it's not recognized from the whole of the world, and we cannot do nothing. No, that is not true, absolutely, because we are also part of the world, and we can change the world by doing these great things, by educating others, by teaching others, by working together and just inspiring others, and by dreaming big. So this is all I wanted to share with you guys and with you, Andy. So thank you very much for inviting me to be part of the show. I hope you really liked what we do, and I hope you guys will hear more from our great work that we will do and work all together as one. So thank you very much once more. It was a pleasure to be in the show.
Thank you so much, Pranvera, for being with us today. I'm going to call you Pran because that's...
Everybody calls me Pran. My name is quite complicated. I don't mind it.
That's a U.S. name you have?
Yeah, U.S. name. And actually, most of the people call me Pran, so I like it.
I have to say, as I said earlier in the program, that Cosmic Perspective Radio is all about bringing astronomy and space exploration to people. So I want to thank you and all of the members of AOK for inspiring so many people, and I wish you all continued success in bringing these wonderful things to the public from all over the world. Thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you, too. Have a good night.
As Pran had mentioned in her interview, she later had the opportunity to visit Kennedy Space Center and visit her first total solar eclipse, two things that she was hoping to accomplish while she was here in the U.S. and share with the people of Kosovo. She also broadcasted her visit to Meteor Crater and other astronomy-related events to everyone back home while she was here in the U.S. Pranvera has not only been an inspiration to the people of Kosovo, but an inspiration to people all over the world. Cosmic Perspective Radio is an Andy Poneros production, And if I don't see you by the next Cosmic Perspective radio broadcast, clear skies, everyone.